Welcome back to Ag Hour. Chuck and Mark here in the studio. We're going down south. Reed Jensen with the South Dakota Farm Bureau this morning. Good morning, Reed.
Morning, Chuck. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. We got a little cloud up here. Wants to mist a little rain. Are you guys getting any more rain down there?
No, we're kind of cloudy this morning here, too. We were maybe looking at trying to combine some soybeans, but I don't think that's going to happen today.
Now you said you're
and
right.
The ground's just a little bit wet yet.
You said you're down by Beresford?
I'm about 14 miles south of Beresford.
So did you get hit with the rain this last one that came through? That I know there's some areas that got 5 to 7 inches.
Yes, we were in the 3.3 inches, but if you go this 14 miles north of us to Beresford, they had 7 to 8 inches, and you know, some places over in Turner County, up north of Viberg, in that area was maybe even more than that. So it was not something we needed this time of year.
So what's happening? Can you get in the field yet down there? I know you were wet earlier.
Yes. No, we haven't. There's been very little harvesting done here. A little bit to the south of us around Elk Point. We're waiting patiently. It looks like we might get in the field here in the next couple days if this little shower event today and tomorrow doesn't amount to too much. But then I hear the longer-term forecast is for a general rain next week. So we have a window of opportunity coming that we better take advantage of.
Now, is a crop drying down pretty good?
Yeah, it's coming along fine. Our beans are mostly ready to combine. There are a few later fields that aren't quite ready yet, but there are a number of fields ready to combine. And I think a lot of the corn is sitting around 20% moisture.
Wow.
Or so it's not in too bad a shape.
So you could probably take some of that and just put air on it, couldn't you?
Yeah, or we could dry it, too, if we had to.
No,
it's one of those things we're trying to figure out what we should do. We were going to go to soybeans today, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And corn might be able to go on a little bit easier since we don't have to worry about the ground conditions quite so much.
Now, they're talking about a frost possibly next week. You guys ready for that?
Yeah, we're ready for that. I mean, the normal frost date around here is probably October 6th or so, so that wouldn't be too far off. I think most everything is pretty much going to be frost-free by then.
Well, I know a lot of things. You can't, Mother Nature, you just can't deal with, and it's you got to just put up with what she gives you, and hopefully you can survive it this year, isn't it?
Well, it's really interesting. You know, I know some people up in the northern part of the state. In the last 2 years, they've been too dry, and we've been too wet. And so it's kind of a tale of two cities almost, where part of the state's been fighting a lot of excess moisture, and then other parts have been too dry. So,
well, it seems like when you get some moisture, you get a pretty good shot. It doesn't give you an inch or inch and a half. It wants to give you 3 to 5 inches.
No, that's true, and we've been down in this area, we've been wet since last year, and so we've had abundant subsoil moisture, so anytime we get a rain, there's not been a lot of room for us to absorb it, so we're finding it's been about a two-year wet cycle for us down in this area.
What are you hearing about, guys? I know they're taking their crop out, and you have enough storage down there, they're going to have to move some.
You hear reports there's a lot of grain bins being built and people looking at different alternatives with the especially soybean basis being so wide. So they're looking, you hear more talk of people selling storing soybeans and maybe selling corn since the corn basis is more attractive.
You know, I don't think when you hear the Chicago prices, people think, well, that's what you're getting. But you got basis, which is probably the largest it's been for a while here in South Dakota. But then you go to Illinois, and it's only like 20 or 30 cents.
Yeah, you know, they have the advantage of the river market there, and are able to make that work a lot easier than we are. You know, our transportation, it has to be railed or trucked out of here. And that's why our soybean basis is so bad. And I imagine the further north you go towards you and into North Dakota, it's even worse. Yeah. I think we're sitting around $1.05 to $1.10 basis here on soybeans.
Now, I know.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that basis just gets wider and wider, and we're at the worst time of the year, too, right now.
Yeah. And everybody said, well, we're getting a big check from for our soybeans, but a lot of that's going to get eaten up in the wider basis.
Yeah, I think you're right. Just because it comes doesn't mean the basis is going to narrow. It's going to probably stay pretty wide for a while. Now, we keep hearing guys talking next year. I know you guys raise mostly corn and beans down there. Any squeak of some small grain going in?
Oh, I don't think maybe around here that'll happen. We're pretty much in a corn-soybean rotation. You might hear a guy putting in a field of wheat once in a while. I think as you go west further, there might be a little more talk of that, although there's been a lot of, I know some people out around the White Lake area that quit growing wheat and went to corn and soybeans. Maybe they will consider putting that back in the rotation again.
Well, I just never know. This year, it seems like last year was a tough year to figure out. This year is probably just as tough or tougher. And we should get a year now that should be pretty good some year, don't you think? You deserve it.
You never know with farming. The joke around here is when it comes to the weather side of it anyhow, we're always one rain away from disaster. So it can either be too much or too dry, and that's the life of a farmer, always complaining about how much moisture we're getting. I think overall the crop in the state's going to be pretty good. There's a lot of good crops around, and I think that at least will help somewhat. It's just going to be the battle of trying to get it harvested.
So is that you got some pretty good yields down there then, huh?
I think there's going to be some 200 bushel corn in our area, and the beans are going to be good. We do have some drowned out spots that will take our average down some.
Well, I know South Dakota Farm Bureau, a member down there. Do you have a pretty good group down there?
Yeah, in this part of the state, we have county farm bureaus and statewide also, too. And, you know, South Dakota's Farm Bureau is pretty much a grassroots organization, so any policy development that comes through this organization comes from the county level. And we've been holding district meetings across the state on the resolution process. And we will be submitting resolutions into our state office by October 12th, and those resolutions will be voted on at the state convention, which is November 16th and 17th in Rapid City.
So you'll have a lot of I could probably guess there will be three or four that everybody will probably have in the same one.
Farm
bill and the tariff.
National issue.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's national issues that we have. The main national issues, as that most obvious, is tariffs and trade, and then some other issues are immigration and waters of the U.S. and farm bill, and also there's the meat labeling issue. And so there's a number of national issues going on.
Well, yeah, we kind of put the waters of the U.S. and the immigration kind of got put in the back burner here in the last few weeks, and haven't heard much about that, but then with the meat labeling as well. So there's going to be some interesting topics discussed coming up.
Yeah, the waters of the U.S., there's an injunction put on that so it's on hold right now. So they're, you know, it's in the courts. So we're trying to get that issue resolved through the courts. The meat issue is about labeling meat that's really meat versus what they call the fake meat or meat that's been being grown. And so we want those, that kind of meat to be labeled differently, if you can call it meat.
Yeah, I think they were trying to call it hamburger, and they're making it in a Petri dish, so that's not quite what we
want. Yes, they are.
So anyway, well, Reed, I know, I thank you very much for joining me. I know it's been a, hopefully you can get back out there and get that harvest going on, and Mother Nature be kind to us.
Yeah, and I would just wish all the farmers in the area to even be safe and don't push it too hard. It's better to be steady and take it easy and instead of trying to push it and have accidents.
And also those people that are driving on the highway, be cautious for watching for tractors and combines and trucks. There'll be more of them coming. So,
yes, there'll be a number of more machinery on the fields in the fall, and so that's something to take into consideration.
Well, Reed, thank you very much for joining me, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay, thank you very much, Chuck.
All right, and that's Reed Jensen, who's down south of